B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Gosh, it went great.
It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. After the Eagles saved the season.
Oh, man.
Jason Mertitus, Anthony Gargano live. Chickies and Pete's and Marlton after, Chase, the season saver. Oh. What in just an incredible game. It was back and forth, up and down. Who thinks that the Eagles could win a shootout?
Against Aaron Rodgers.
Right?
At Lambeau on a Thursday.
Short week. With Carson thrown for under 200 yards.
How's that even? It's like almost the math doesn't add up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was amazing. It was the way the game starts out.
I love this sport, man.
That was the best.
That's awesome.
And the greatest thing about it is, like, all I really want. Now, obviously, we all want a Super Bowl, so I put that aside.
Yeah.
But all I really want is hope to matter through the season and into the playoffs and, like, live each week, right?
Yeah.
Like, the thing that scared the death out of you was, like, going down 1-3 is bad. Like, you know, you're really behind the eight ball.
Oh, with those three losses in the NFC, too, the conference. Yeah, I didn't want the Eagles' playoff chances to end with the Phillies in the same week.
Exactly. So it was it was an amazing night. It really was.
A lot of drama, man.
I mean, you know, the line played terrific. MVP. They were terrific.
How about the holes that the offensive line was opening up last night? I'll tell you who played good. Sayamalu played good.
No, they did. They
all did.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of pride on that line.
No, there was gaping holes.
Oh, man.
For Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard couldn't miss those holes.
No.
And he was terrific. And
he could have gone through there with a walking stick.
Yeah, Miles Sanders had the biggest play of the game, man, and that was that kickoff return.
Yeah, huge.
Because it's 10-0, and Packers got all kinds of momentum, looking to blow the Eagles out early, and he gives you that good field position, and you're able to capitalize.
Yeah, 67 yards on that kick return. That was huge. That set him up to get going. And that was the shock paddles for the Eagles. And that's what
it was.
Carson, and how about Alshon, too? He gutted one out last night.
Yeah, he's limping all game.
Yeah, and you could tell, you know, the calf, in the beginning you're okay, but eventually it wears out and it becomes like a flat tire.
Right.
That's, and you saw that at points, but he gutted one out, big touchdown catch. How about three touchdowns for Jordan Howard?
Yeah, I know. Whoa. And he caught the ball out of the backfield.
How about that, right?
I mean, no, it was, and you know, you needed every last one of them because, you know, who thinks you stop Aaron Rodgers twice at the goal line, basically?
You're kidding me, right? First in goal because of the PI, and first of all, they don't run the ball at all. Four plays passes.
They had an eye formation, and they didn't run the ball.
Yes.
Like, you got to run it on first down. Like, that's just, you want to throw it on third down, second down, like, all right, like, I get it, but good for the Eagles that they didn't, and then they get down again.
Yeah.
And instead of, and they had a run, that first down run that got 5 yards.
Yeah.
And they brought it down to the two, and then the great tip, and Bradham.
Craig James?
Cradles, that's right, Craig James, not the SMU Craig James. Craig James, the corner. And Bradham cradles it, and it was like, get down!
Yeah,
get
down! Running. I'm going, what are you running for? Just get your ass on the ground.
What are you doing?
Well, think about that, too, Ant. They played by Craig James, because you look at the situation and the long delay with Avante Maddox having to be carted off the field, which was, I mean, that's tough. Every Eagle player came off the bench, which was great to see. And it's great to hear the report today, most importantly, that he has movement in all of his extremities. But Craig James comes in. You know, the announcers go, Troy Aikman goes right away. You know that Aaron Rodgers knows where Craig James is. That's where he's going to go. And that kid tips the ball.
Yeah.
And they get a pick and they win the game. Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, that's where you started the show by talking about how great the sport is.
I love it.
And that's the truth. The sport is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're going to be real for a moment. That defense is atrocious.
The secondary,
I mean, you know, I mean, really, there's no way in the world. That Green Bay team has and I said this yesterday, has a terrible offensive line. I mean, they're banged up. The interior part of that line is not good. they went up and down the field. If Devontae Adams doesn't get hurt, it would have been SOS.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, but the sport is so awesome because, you know, Barnett can make a play, right? And Graham can make a play.
Wait, that was the reverse Super Bowl 52.
It was. Reverse Super Bowl. You're right. And then here comes the kid, and the kid comes in, gets his knuckle in there and makes the play. So it's a beautiful game. Like, the game is just unbelievable. It could have turned a million different ways against the Eagles.
Yeah, but the great thing is and I got to tell you.
It was epic, man.
You've talked about this with Doug Peterson and kind of the way he treats players. And, boy, they are a resilient group, man. I'll tell you what. They down double digits again, and they battle back. I think Aaron Rodgers has never lost at home, like 44-0 or something, when he's up double digits at Green Bay. And he's never lost, and they come back and they buck that trend.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers, they're now 5-0 on Thursday night games, short weeks.
Man.
I mean, it is. And this team is just resilient. They played with urgency and desperation, and they
killed it.
Wow, what a game. I had so much fun watching it, even though it was a white knuckle ride all the way to the end.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like, it was just a flat out blast. It's the greatest. Why this sport is so much fun is it's like the games are this ride.
Yeah.
Like up and down, you know, we want to call about roller coaster or whatever. When the sport is good, there's nothing better.
Yeah. Even though there's some elements I didn't like some of the pass interference stuff and the penalties, but you're right.
No, but when the sport's like good and thrilling and you got a game and it's like up and down the field and it's just so compelling. It's incredibly compelling. You know, when you got some bad teams playing, it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you have like
a lot on the line,
particularly if it's your hometown team, they're on the road, backs against them. I mean, it's an awesome spectacle. It just is.
And there was so much on the line for the Eagles last night to avoid 1-3 and to come out. And Carson said it after the game. He goes, you know, to be 2-2 is a huge difference than being 1-3. It's like stating the obvious, but
right. It
can't be stated enough in a lot of ways. And it was just a great football game. And you know, like when you're in college, you go out boozing one night and you wake up the next day and you're like, I think I'm still a little tipsy. Because you are, right? I woke up today like still feeling like kind of like the high from the game last night.
No, I mean, you know, I couldn't sleep. Like, it was like one of those.
When I opened sleep.
Yeah, like you were, you know, you replay that game over and over again in your head, and it was awesome. It was great. It was great to see. Look, I love when a team just, you know, says, I'm going to run it down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Dictate.
And I was happy that Doug employed the right game plan.
Well, not the right game plan. It was your game plan. You laid it out yesterday. You watched all three of those Packer games. You watched the film. You broke it down. You're up to the wee hours of the morning. And you laid it out yesterday. And I'll be damned if he didn't use the exact game plan that you laid out.
Yeah,
did you hack his computer? Or the game plan?
No, it was just obvious.
You guys were in agreement.
Like, the Piker like me could say it. And, you know, he could say it. And you saw those. Thanks, brother. And you see those gaping holes. I mean, Aikman kept referencing the Mack truck and go through another one of those.
No slivers.
Mack truck holes to go through. And, you know, I mean, that's what this offensive line needs. This offensive line needs to get a downfield, right? It needs to play and hit somebody. And particularly, listen, I love the pass game. I'm not, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But when you have a banged up Jeffrey and these receivers behind him, and you're playing a team like the Packers that have a smallish front, and I watched, you know, the Vikings just carve them, and even Dalvin Denver and Lindsay gouge them. Like you got to go, and that's what you got to do, man. And look, there'll be time if you get Deshaun back, and you need to Carson needs to flex, you need to throw it. That's fine. But, you know, you got a great offensive line that can open up holes. You got to run the football. And the two of them, as flawed as they are, and I'm talking about Sanders and Howard, they complement each other perfectly.
Yeah.
They really do.
It's thunder and lightning.
They complement each other. And, you know, there's just a little nuance that's off with both of them. Both of them played terrific last night. So, you know, which should make us all feel good that if those guys can play like they did and you get DeSean Jackson back, you know,
you're lethal.
You got a shot. You got a shot to outscore people. Yeah, I still think you need Jalen Ramsey desperately.
Yeah,
but,
go get him. You know, Allie, get him, man.
You know, you see the blueprint.
Mm-hmm. And you see the need, and last night was Exhibit 1A as presented to the court of why you need Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey. Look, yeah, I don't care if the price goes up. Yes.
You got to get him.
Yes, please.
Well, I saw decisive running back play last night. Like, the guys knew where they were going, and they went. It was great to see. Sanders not stringing all that stuff to the outside that indecision.
I mean, quite frankly, they didn't need to do anything other than click straight ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, yo, Nia. It's like a video game, and there's a flashing arrow that takes you through this incredibly big, gigantic hole. So that part of it was great, and it was thrilling. And I want to give Doug Peterson just a ton of credit. Like, you brought him up earlier, but you're right. He has provided a resiliency with this team. It's amazing. Every time their back is against the wall, every time they face a team like, you know, Packers, Rodgers on the road, short week, they stand up to the challenge, man.
Yeah, I didn't like some of his decisions in the game.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Going for two, hated it.
Couldn't stand it.
But what I love about Doug is not his in-game decisions or his X and O mind. I love his leadership ability. I love his coaching. Like, you know, he's a guy that leads men.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow him. And that trumps. Like, how many times you see these dudes, right? They're smart as a whip, right? Like, they know what's going on. And they're like these little geniuses. But they can't talk to people.
Yeah, they're socially awkward. He's not.
And so they'll never win. Because you can draw stuff up on a chalkboard all you want. But if you can't get men to play every week, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's Doug's greatest gift, man.
Great point. And we're going to get a timeout, but let's put one thing to bed. That Carson can't win a big game on the road. Because he won a big game on the road last night, and he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Precision like a surgeon. 610-632-0975. It's a great day, Philadelphia. The Eagles are 2-2. I know that doesn't sound great in the big picture, but it's good considering the alternative.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, we're live at Chickies and Pete's. Get down here for lunch. They hang out with us, Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. It's a football Friday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk a little Parks Casino, shall we? Oh, yeah, what a spot! Parks Casino! Look, you know, that sportsbook, it's crazy. I was there, man. It's just unbelievable. $10 million Oasis. And it's got the stadium seating and the terrific food and terrific bar. It's a great spot to go. So if you want to go this weekend, maybe Saturday, go watch college games Sunday with no Eagles, to just go in and imbibe all the NFL games, check it out. It's awesome. Street Road, Ben Salem. Can't get there. You're in Pennsylvania. No worries. They got all the stuff you need right there on the sportsbook app. That's parkscasino.com/PA. You download it. You can use the promo code GREEN. You'll get a risk-free bet to $500. Perfect time to get in now. You got, you know, baseball playoffs and all the great football that's ahead. Hoops is around the corner. A little hockey. I mean, it's perfect. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Download that app right now to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be 21. Got to be present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, live from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. The great Chickies and Pete's, always fun to celebrate an Eagles win. And I can tell you, it was, you know, the day after, like, it's so fresh.
Yeah.
And because we're used to doing, even, you know, it's a 1 o'clock game, but when it's the night game and it's the next morning, you have plays that just flash.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, plays that just flash. And all those runs, like, all I keep seeing in my mind's eye when I replay the game is the holes that the O-line created against the look, I didn't even think they could create holes that big. Like they were like that Jason Kelce's absurd.
Ugh.
By the way, the two tight ends were phenomenal.
Connor's a good blocker, man.
He is. And cool. Ertz, and you know, listen, we've all questioned about, you know, how good of a blocker he is. We know he's a hell of a pass catcher. He was terrific. In blocking that. Terrific.
Yeah.
He and Goddard, they played so well, those two, in the blocking game, man. They were awesome.
They really were. And the thing with Ertz, too, he just runs great routes, Ant. He runs precision routes like a wide receiver. And you saw it last night again, just the way he gets out of his cut. And he's able to create separation on whoever's covering him, whether it's a linebacker or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had a D lineman on him last night at one point, too. I'm like, well, that's not a good plan for the Packers. But it's a great day, and you're right. There's just memories, like when you wake up and the first memory of the game from last night you see. And I see the same thing. I see that Jordan Howard running off the right side to that huge hole and just getting into the second level.
Yeah.
Like, boy, he's a punishing snot knocker runner.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I love it.
He is. He runs hard, man.
Yeah.
He runs hard. I'm glad on so many levels. Obviously, you know, they won, but also there's some good vindication for the fan base that, you know, that kept screaming about running the football and using Jordan Howard.
Yeah, he was a big part of it last night for sure. We'll hear from Doug Peterson today at noon. We'll bring you his day after press conference in its entirety, so that'll come up at noon. But let's get to the people. Let's see how they enjoyed the game last night, which was a very tense game, but the right outcome for Eagle fans. Let's go to Carvin in Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Carvin.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
All right, man. I just want to talk about that game, man. That was an amazing game. It was just so much drama there. even Aaron Rodgers, like, he just had me on my toes just the way he was beaming them passes to his wide receiver. I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
How about he get out of the pocket, right? And like, you knew, because the camera's on him and he's out of the pocket, and you're like, oh, this is going to be complete. And he was just so, like,
take off,
that laser.
Just take off. And he would take off with his hands or his feet.
Yeah,
it didn't matter which way.
Oh,
but you predicted it. Like, when I was watching the game yesterday, I was like, he predicted what was going to happen in this game. Like, this is crazy. Like,
well, he laid out the plan. He watched the tape and laid out the plan.
He really laid it out for us. But it was a great game, man. The offensive line, man, I could have ran the ball.
Yeah.
I could have ran the ball through that.
Oh, yeah.
But I see why I really started losing faith in Sanders. But watching the game yesterday, I see that he's still young. He has speed. That speed, once he get mature in the game, he's going to be a great running back.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know what the difference, too, is? Because we forget is that, you know, he didn't play a lot at Penn State.
Behind Saquon.
You know what I mean? Because, right. So he's a youthful, he's even a youthful rookie, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, offensive line did great, man. What a difference Jeffries made out there just with one wide receiver. Ertz, like how you said, Dallas put the hurting on them on the blocks. It was all it. And Jim Schwartz, too. You got to give it up to him and his creative scheme, his defensive scheme he had. Because our defense
is dealing with a handicap situation with that.
Man, our corners, man, we are hurting right now. Yeah. We definitely need Jalen Mills, man. We definitely need
you need Jalen Ramsey. You need the Goblin and Ramsey.
Jalen's.
Yeah. Jalen needs to send some green hair dye down to Jalen Ramsey.
Might as well throw Jalen Rose in there, too.
Yes. He'd be all right. I thought that of all the cornerbacks last night, Rasul, again, now he got beat on a couple plays, but I thought he was decent in the football game last night.
Yeah.
He had some moments where I thought he was good. Once he got on the right guy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the problem was Adams, man.
Oh, he was outrageous in the game.
He had 180 yards.
Yeah.
He was targeted 15 times. He caught 10 balls for a buck 80. He didn't play the fourth quarter.
That's amazing.
Because of the toe.
Wow.
Like, that's scary. It is scary that he didn't play, and if he plays, you go, ooh.
Yeah.
They got down to the goal line as it was.
Yeah.
Twice.
And they're going, and they're back with their, like, Mac Hollins-type receivers as well. The thing is, too, the offensive line was great in that run game. We talked about the holes that they opened up. But how about the protection of the quarterback, too?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Not sacked in the game.
Well, the other piece of that is when you're running the ball so effectively, You're not gonna get a pass rush.
Yeah, it was
like that negates a pass rush
and play and when you, play action
right when lethal. when you run like that, and I thought Carson played okay. I thought he played fine. I mean, he orchestrated a couple of good, they had good field position, and there was only one play that I thought he missed, and it was a big throw. It was
Alshon.
Alshon Jeffrey would have been a first down. It was a third down throw, and he missed him.
I would actually implore you to look at that play again, Ant, because Alshon with the calf is cutting on that calf and didn't get explosion out of his cut. I think Carson threw it where he would have been had he been healthy.
Maybe.
But he just didn't come out of the break very well. I could be wrong, but it was just kind of
what maybe
I saw.
Just look again, just watching it. Like, that didn't.
It looked like a bad throw.
Or anything.
Yeah. And it was a big spot in the game.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he played well. And he did what he had to do, which is, win the game and
not panic.
No,
be a leader.
And right. Well, the other thing too is he was in control.
Yep.
So, he checked his runs. He was in control. So he was good. That's what you want.
Here's the stat. I kind of goofed it earlier about Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field went up double digits, 10 or more. Bill Moore and Jim G both tweeted me this. Rodgers is 58-0-1 going into that game last night when leading by 10 or more at Lambeau.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
wow.
That's a crazy stat, man.
And the pick to end the game was his first pick of the season. Amazing.
Well,
what's happened there last night?
I mean, the two big turnovers that you got.
Mm.
And so it's so funny because it's such an elemental thing. We have turnovers. But it's true. It works out every time. It works out every time. If you win turnover battle, you're probably going to win the game.
Yeah, maybe the biggest indicator. Let's go to Aaron in West Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, fellas, man. Great win.
What's up, bro? That was awesome.
And, I'm a Dougie P. Scout, but let me give you a quick story, Ant. You might like this, and Jace. Every Wednesday, I go down to Ambler and Whip Plane to do a job early in the morning, like 6 o'clock. And this guy, and we talk football a little bit. And I jumped out the truck, and he says, "Yo, man, the Eagles lost two games." I said, "Oh, yeah, I know." And he said, "Man, you ain't wearing your Eagles hat." He said, "For the last 2 weeks, you ain't had your Eagles hat on." I said, "Oh, for real? I ain't even notice it. I wasn't even thinking about it." Man, I put my Eagles hat on yesterday, bro. They won. now,
don't
I'm not
take
saying
that. Don't take
Eagles
that
hat.
Thing off, man.
Yeah. Staple gun it to you.
Yeah, I mean, he fed it to me, and I just took it. Okay, here, Dougie P, I got to give Doug Peterson an A. I got to give him an A, even though it wasn't a perfect game. He ran the ball. How many times I was just saying, run the ball, get a run game going.
Yep.
That opens everything up. Carson don't have to be Mr. Do-It-All if you got a good running game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Particularly when you have a team that can't stop the run, and you have a mismatch. Like, that's where, that's why you needed to run last night.
Right. But Carson is going to be special. Give him a little time. He did some special things last night, man, to get out of some crazy stuff. He's going to be a special quarterback here. Yeah. And we're going to have some good times, man. But get Jalen Ramsey, please.
Yeah, yeah. Got to get Jalen.
Please, can we get him?
Yeah.
We need him, man. We ain't going to.
Send a basket to his wife for the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, great report on Doug. You're the Doug P. Scout. And great win last night. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
There's Aaron.
There he is, Aaron. Nice job.
Yeah, nice job there. Carson's got a little bit of a Big Ben in him. Guy's draped on him. He still finds a way to get rid of the ball.
Strong, man.
Yeah. He's going down by his neck on that one, and he got it away.
Yeah. He's strong. No, that was a huge play.
Yes, it was.
Huge play.
Patrick in West Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. The W.
That's right, baby. That's right, Patrick.
How exciting was that football game, fellas?
It was awesome.
I mean, wasn't that the best game by far this year? I mean, not just being an Eagles game, but just an epic battle.
It was. Epic battle, Lambeau Field. It was, it was
awesome. Bucket Aikman.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like a little Miles Sanders having his best game as a rookie so far.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He still frustrates me how he carries that thing, but he'll work that out.
Yeah, he almost, he kind of bobbled it a little bit last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You saw the one. The one bobble. I was like,
Yeah.
Put it away.
Yeah, my daughter London pointed that out. She was like, look at him. And I'm like, I know. But no, all in all, just a great, great. What about your boy McLeod, though? He's coming up with a couple of big plays there.
He did.
Yeah, he was good last night. You're right.
Because listen, Aaron, he swore he was running that fourth and goal or third and goal near the goal line. He swore he was running that in with a clear pass, and right there McLeod came up. It was just a nice play, man.
Ant and I were talking about that off the air before the show. That was a design run, I believe, for Aaron Rodgers to just bootleg that right in the end zone.
You could tell.
Yeah, and what happened was, he threw it over the head of Jimmy Graham, but the problem was that Jimmy Graham, I think, was out there to block.
Yeah.
And Rodgers turned around and was like, oh, no.
They must have
knew we were going to do this.
Yeah.
She ran the ball down their throat, man. Dougie P, man, 5-0 on Thursdays, man.
Yeah. Carson now 4-0 on Thursdays, too. It was a great game, Patrick, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was,
Can I give you a quick Eagles chant real quick?
Yes,
I demand it, Patrick.
Yeah, man.
All right, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, baby.
Nice. Good job, Patrick.
Let's go, Patrick. Look at the targets, because he only threw the ball 27 times. 8 to Ertz, 9 to Alshon, and he caught 3. Howard, 4. Goddard, 3. Hollins, 2. Aguilar, 1.
Yeah, how about that? He was on a milk carton last night. Carson wasn't even looking his way. He was on his pay no mind list.
Yeah, well, A, good. B,
thank you.
But B, more importantly, they were in 12 personnel. And when you're in 12 personnel and you get those tight ends and you're running the football like that, you don't have your slot receiver, so there's no Aguilar on the field. Mm-hmm. So, that was a key moment.
One of the things you talked about all offseason was exactly that, 12 personnel, and you were so excited for it.
You
didn't see it the first three games, but you saw it last
night.
Oh,
God, it was hurt, right?
Yeah.
So, and remember, Doug last week wanted to showcase that, and he couldn't because of Goddard.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Big.
Yeah, against Atlanta, that was. I mean, you saw, that's kind of what you wanted to happen against the Falcons, because similarly, they have that kind of front where you can manhandle. It's a good sign for the Eagles' offensive line too, though, for those dudes. And you're right; you pointed out Salem Malo. Listen, when you get those dudes that are going downhill.
Rogue graders.
It's pass protection that really affects particularly a guy like Sam Malo. Brooks is a good in pass pro, but Sam Malo's not,
So to run the ball keeps them on their heels a little bit. It's a huge element for Carson.
It helps you. You can't tee off on a quarterback. I mean, it goes back to the old adage, and it goes back to what they want to do, which is, they want to get out early, and then they want teams to have to come back. Now, the only problem last night, other than the back seven, because I thought the front really competed, defensive front. But the only other problem, they got off to a bad start again. Like, I don't know what it is about the scripts. I don't know what it is about, you know, starting games, but they were bad again in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, you're right. If you listen real close, if you had a seashell in your house last night, if you listen real close in it, you could hear our next caller screaming, "Go Eagles!" from Myrtle Beach. It's VT Ron. What's up, Ronnie?
Oh, man. Did you hear me?
I heard you. You had to listen close, man. But I could hear it.
I got the pots and pans out, Anthony. I was banging the pots.
I got the pots and pans. I love it.
Hey, I got to tell you something. Just really, really. That is why you get on the road and you go to games. And that is why I travel. I'm traveling right now, heading to Blacksburg for tonight. And I got to tell you something. Last night was just, it was a comparison to when our Super Bowl year on the field goal with 1 second left against the Giants, and it led us to get to the bowl. I got a feeling this game will be the impetus to get us to the Super Bowl again. It was just amazing. And you've been harping about how Doug Peterson gets these guys up and gets them ready to go. The resiliency with their backs against the wall. This is a special, special thing that not many coaches have. It was just amazing, amazing. Hey, Ant, and on that running play, there was an influence block by Goddard. It was a trap, and their offside end comes down, scrapes, and Goddard just blew him up. Watch that play again. Yep. I know which play you're talking about. Yep. There was a trap, and he blew him up. But listen, you know, this was the gut check. It seems like every time we get a gut check, our coach, Dougie P, gets him going.
VT, man, you're right on, brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's got that knack, and you haven't seen it, but you know the excitement was there. You got a guy with a leg and a half out there doing his best, scrambling for balls, making first downs. I know he only made 3 catches, but you know what?
His presence was the big part.
I love Alshon. I'm with you, man. I love Alshon. I think Alshon is a winner. He's a dead winner. Like he was,
the warrior.
So go back to 2017, to Super Bowl year. He called it.
Yeah, when he was signed,
he called. And he was telling people,
"We're gonna win the Super Bowl."
Like this is a Super Bowl team.
Yeah,
you know, like he called. Like he won. Like he's a winner. He really is. And you said it. You know about dragging that leg. And that to me is, you know, I love him. I do. I love it. And I think the fan base loves him. And it's why, you know, he kind of got a pass. I mean, obviously the Super Bowl, but he gets a pass on that drop because, look, he's always there. Yeah. Like, he's dependable. He's got good hands. He guts it out for you. I mean, you look last night. I mean, you know, do whatever you can. I think his presence alone help Carson last night.
I do too, and there's a comfortability factor. And go back to 2017 also, Ant. We come to find out after that Super Bowl that he gutted it out with a major shoulder injury. And if Philly doesn't like that, I mean, these fans love that. A guy who's willing to sacrifice and do whatever it takes to win, and they won the ultimate prize. And I mean, his shoulder was shredded by the end of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's definitely a winner. 610-632-0975. Doug P. will have his day after press conference at noon. We'll bring it to you in its entirety. Stay tuned. It's the Midday Show coming to you live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton on a football Friday here on 97.5 The Fact. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Oh, I was on the app last night. I had all kinds of plays. How about the play? Alshon plus 220. To score a touchdown. I catched that one early. I was loving it, especially when that flag was picked up. You get a $500 risk-free bet for new users. Well, that risk-free bet, it's amazing. It's just the beginning because FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, the new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. And there's tons of sports to choose from. FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. Take a look at this weekend. You got some interesting games on the card this weekend. With the birds out of the way, well, maybe you can spend a little time and have a little fun this weekend on the FanDuel app. Maybe maybe put some shekels down and enjoy the football. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on Sunday's games when you use my promo code Jason. That's J-A-S-O-N. Signing up, it's simple and easy. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now to bet from anywhere in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Sign up with promo code Jason and make your first bet. And if you lose, FanDuel Sports will give you that refund and site credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued at site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, that's beautiful. Fox.
Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, they were great.
Buck took off the beard, huh?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That thing was, didn't suit him.
Nah.
But he did a nice job last night on the call.
He was great.
Yeah.
I love Troy. He was a little off last night.
Mm-hmm.
A little off.
Yeah, he does a nice
Sometimes
job.
I love him. I think he's always one of my favorites.
To me, he's always been very fair. Even
He's the best. He's fair. He's fair. He's
knowledgeable.
You're very knowledgeable. No, I mean, you know, listen, it was all around fun last night. All around fun.
Anxiety ridden, but fun. And maybe that makes it better because, I mean, it was very tense. You know, in that when the Packers get out and tie it again at 2017, you go, Doug, why didn't you kick the extra point instead of going for two?
Yeah.
You know, you still would have been up one, or would they have gone for two, and would they have gotten it? And then you knew it's like, who's going to have the ball last?
Right.
And you're going, Rodgers in these situations is incredible. And he was.
Yeah.
But the Eagles found a way to will a win in Lambeau and got the job done. And then that 59-game unbeaten streak for Rodgers at home. Crazy when they're leading by 10. 610-632-0975. Keyword coming up in 6 minutes, a chance at $1,000. Let's go to Derek, though, on the cell. What's up, D?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I'm a Seattle. I live up here in Seattle, and I deal with the sea chickens. So it's a daily thing, and I basically have been a fan for Philadelphia from the 1980s.
Wow.
I love.
So you grew up out there too?
Pardon me?
You grew up out there?
No, I'm originally from Louisiana, but I've always been an Eagle since the 1980s when Randall Cunningham was there. I just want to say that great win. It just shows you that, hey, we can win on the road in a tough, tough, tough game.
Yeah. Short week.
We lost Eric.
Yeah.
Had a bad line there in Seattle.
Yeah, no, it does show you that. Shows you two things. And it's kind of, they're good enough to exploit major weaknesses on their opponent. And, you know, if you're going to be a playoff team, you got to have that. So, you know, that was very heartening. I mean, let's face it. If DeSean Jackson comes back, their offense can be the offense that we hoped it would be.
Yeah.
It can be potent. And I think you got to ride the offense to, you know, to get a shot at the whole thing.
And, yeah, got to do everything you can to get Ramsey and see what the trickle-down effect of that is as well. Not just that he's going to be a lockdown guy on his side of the field, but also it just strengthens you because it moves everybody else down a notch. And the only thing is, man, I don't know who the guy is on the other side.
Yeah.
I really don't. Is it Sidney Jones, who went out last night with a hamstring injury? I mean, he's dealt with that injury last year.
And by the way, he did not play well.
No, he didn't. Avante Maddox got shredded last night, and we hope that he's available to go. And
yeah, listen,
good.
Thank God that, you know, he looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, we're very precautionary.
Because that was scary.
Yeah, the Zendejo just clobbered him.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was an accident. It was an accident, you know, friendly fire.
Yeah.
Boom. All that said, he was terrible before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was scared to death out there with Adams.
I mean, you saw. Did you see the cushion? He got turned around several times.
Oh my God! It
like if there's
huge cushion.
Like here's the thing. You have to get Jalen Ramsey. Like it was a great win, and you know they're a playoff. Like just like we thought, they're a playoff team. But if they're really going to try to win the Super Bowl, you got to go get Jalen Ramsey because this defense isn't good enough.
No, you're not going to be able to survive the playoffs with this defense and that secondary. It's not going to happen. Let's go to Spencer and Chester's on the Fanatic. Hey, Spence.
Hey, Jace, what's going on?
Yo, fellas? Spence, what's up, brother?
I feel good today, Spence.
Hey, I told you. What did I tell you on Tuesday? They got to score 30 points, and they have a shot to win the game.
Yeah.
I almost hit the score on the head. I said 30-27. It was what, 33-34-27?
Yeah, man.
That was a very, nice. Very well-played game, and they did exactly what they needed to do. Keep the ball on the ground. Keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline as much as possible. I'm not going to lie and act like I wasn't nervous when they didn't convert on that one drive and they gave them the ball back for like 2 minutes left. I was petrified. But that was a huge pick. That was a huge win. And I really think that they got to feel great going into this to this 10-day rest to get their ducks in order and make whatever offer they got to make to go get Ramsey.
Yeah. And get Deshaun healthy.
You're right. Like, because, look, you get the Jets, and the Jets are a mess, right? So you'll beat the Jets. It's at home. You can you know, kind of lick your wounds, get ready, because you got those three straight road games, and those three are going to be beasts. So I'm with you. I think that's exactly what you need to do.
And I'll say this. Lambeau was one of the hardest places to play in the NFL, period. Probably even harder than Seattle when they were the 12th man. I think this is going to be a huge confidence boost on their road trip. And they just got to play their game, utilize all their weapons, and do everything that they can to keep Carson Wentz upright. Because when he's healthy and he has time, we saw what he can do.
Yeah.
It's a wrap for the NFC if we keep him the way that he's been playing.
You know, the funny thing, too, Spence, is in 2017, they also had a three-game road trip, didn't they, that year? Is that the L.A., Seattle, and then another road game before they came back home, like, to take on the Giants, if I recall? And they came out of that 2-1. The game they lost was against Seattle, and they stayed out on the West Coast that time, man. But, you know,
I do remember that, yeah.
They're the only – thanks, Spence. They're the only team this year in the NFL that has three straight road games. Now, why do they have three straight road games? I mean, that's
the anomaly. The anomaly of the schedule. I mean,
does it have anything to do with the Phillies? They thought they were going to be in the playoffs or anything.
No.
I mean, come on.
And
those three teams.
It happens before. Yeah. Why would it be the Phillies?
I don't know. Maybe they want to keep the complex clean so that don't get too crazy.
It's an anomaly, brother. It's happened before, and it's happened. Last year, I forgot it was who had it, but there was a couple teams last year
dealing with it
that had to deal with that. I mean, you know, I mean, that's just how it all plays out.
Yeah,
you liked where your bye is, right?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, there's it's a trade off.
Point at.
You know, you go, all right. Well, you also get New England, Seattle at home, which is a huge advantage.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
So it's hard to like complain, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to think if that was 27. Yeah, they had Seattle, the Rams. And then the Giants all on the road.
Yeah.
And then they came home and took on Oakland. And that,
remember, they lost to Seattle.
Yeah. That was that weird lateral in that game that Doug didn't challenge. But they beat the Rams, and they beat the Giants, and they came home and they beat Oakland.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a harbinger.
What do you think of the DPI challenge?
I wanted to mention that, Anthony, because I put out a tweet last night, and I want to read it to you, and I want to get your thoughts on it. And we'll get to the keyword in just a second. Because, again, I don't get it. I don't understand the NFL sometimes. I said with both pass interferences challenges tonight, the NFL refs have proven even with replay they can't get a call right. Both were clearly pass interference. But they're just, I guess, looking for the egregious one, like with the Saints game in the playoffs.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with...
They've opened up a can of worms.
That's the problem with trying to challenge that penalty.
Yeah.
Is because if you look at the one with the Eagles, the one that Doug challenged, I mean, it wasn't an egregious PI... But clearly, the defender moves the hand.
He impeded his ability.
So, like, you can't catch the ball if he pushes his hand down, like, off to the side. Yep. So, you can't catch the ball. And then the eagle on the one that the Packers had.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, his face went to his face mask.
Yeah, hands to the face, too.
So it's tough because unless you tackle somebody, they're not going to call it.
Yeah.
And you got to know that before you challenge it, I think.
Yeah, I think you got to understand that they're only going to go with the egregious ones. But if you're going to have the replay and everybody sees that it does it technically impeded a receiver's ability to catch it, then you should, I don't know. I just don't know what the NFL's thinking with opening this can of worms. I think they overreacted to the blown call against the Saints because they felt like they had a storm.
It was so bad, they felt like they had to do something.
Yeah. Well, it leads us to our keyword. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, or Beasley Media Group Station. Coming to you live today, Chickies and Pete's in Marlton on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.